Nelly Furtado was an unknown young singer 4 years ago when her very first album hit big. Whoa Nelly won her a Grammy and big-name fans, Moby, Bono, and Missy Elliott. Nelly Furtado pulled off an unusual mix, carefree pop meets the beat of world music, bossa nova and fado especially, styles she came by honestly as the child of Portuguese parents who'd immigrated to British Columbia. Nelly Furtado's new CD is called Folklore, and it dives deeper into the texture and stories of her parents' homeland, the Azores, volcanic islands hundreds of miles off the coast of Portugal, red earth, lush greenery, ancient stone villages where she spent summers as a child. Legend has it, she says, these islands are the remains of Atlantis.
If you look down upon the ocean, it's just wide and vast. And I have a song on my album Folklore called Island of Wonder, and this song sort of is my magical interpretation of how I used to feel when I used to go to those islands, and I'd feel this sort of really mystic aura.
The man wrinkles his face, but it's already warm. The coffee is stopped, and the shirt is torn, but the smile is bigger than the Atlantic Sea. It happens to bring out the Atlantis in me.
His smile is bigger than the Atlantic Sea, and it happens to bring out the Atlantis in me.
Nelly Furtado jokes that her CD Folklore is actually post-folk, blending as it does the rock and hip-hop elements the 25-year-old grew up with. Her one song that might be recognized as a piece of folk music is called Saturdays. It's simple, with Furtado on acoustic guitar accompanied by a singer called Jarvis Church, and it focuses on a working-class immigrant family, Nelly Furtado's own. Her father is a stonemason. Her mother has long worked as a hotel chambermaid.
Hot motel, stuffy inside, I know well.
And it's kind of a traditional folk idea, too, because I'm talking about these days I spent chambermaiding at the Robin Hood Motel in Victoria, B.C. My mother was the head of the housekeeping there, so everyone kind of worked there, my family. And, yeah, I just spend hours just kind of cleaning and dreaming about my future.
To the bakery, for some fruit and cake.
Gerald, one of my producers, he goes by the name of Jarvis Church. And so when he kind of takes to church there at the end, I start laughing at him.
You know, I wondered, listening to this just now, I gather that your mother actually did have a church group.
Roman Catholic, yeah.
And you, is that partly how you found your voice, literally?
Oh, gosh, yeah. My mother would have these choir practices in our living room. And the songs they used to sing, like this rich Latin Roman Catholic repertoire, I always think of this one song. It goes, Canta, canta, amigo, cantar, vem cantar a nossa canção. Tu sozinho não és nada, juntos temos o mundo na mão. So it's like just a melody, a simple melody and lyric, but it holds so much style. And Forza kind of has a little bit of that going on.
Well, let's play Forza.
It is the passion flowing right on through your veins. And it's the feeling like you're all so glad you came. And it's the moment you remember you're alive. It is the air you breathe, the element, the fire. It is a flower that you took the time to smell. It is the power that you know you got it well. It is a fear inside that you can overcome. This is the orchestra, the rhythm and the drum.
Melody I'm singing, those harmonies could be straight out of an Azorean church book. Those songs, those melodies are so strong, they live on their own without any instrumentation. So when you add, you know, all this modern stuff, it just the power and the force go, force that kind of means strength, kind of just blows out the roof.
While Nelly Furtado creates songs in the Portuguese tradition of fado, knowing that fado singers are idolized in Portugal, she rather cautiously calls her songs fado-like.
Fado is all about the celebration, you know, of the beauty of sadness. It's that idea that, you know, melancholy is bittersweet.
It sounds like you wouldn't yet dare to set yourself up as a fado singer,
oh,
as someone
no.
who sings fado, because there's something so profound about the people who are able to do it.
Yeah, it's a technical skill. Like, your instrument, your voice as an instrument has to be very strong. Fado is sung in this sort of chesty, like, meu amor, não me. It's like, it's very picky. It's almost like one of those things, like fine wine, it matures, you know? You get better as you get older. And you can collect these memories and these experiences that make you strong. My other CD is more fado-like. There's a song called Scared of You. In it, you hear 12-string Portuguese guitar. Now, the chord pattern is not a typical fado chord pattern, but I've got a, you know, an authentic guitarra fado musician playing, and it's a little bit of a taste of what fado's like.
Desculpa-me se eu te ofendi. Desculpa-me.
Have you played that in Portugal?
Yeah, and I have, you know, people, I don't know if they just do it as a joke, but they kind of cry out, you know, fadista, which means, you know, fado singer. And I'm kind of like, oh no, not me.
Nelly Furtado, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Folklore is Nelly Furtado's latest album. To hear songs from the CD, go to npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.